Hey, Steve, what is up, man?
Just kicking chicken, baby.
Hey, we got a busted knuckles in the chat already. I think he might be
Nice.
the only person that's tuned in, or else he already ran off because it's there. We got five. It's starting to update. So we got
Let's
five people busted knuckles in here. So Kyle is running a few minutes late, so he told us to entertain you all so he could get here. But on the agenda tonight is we're going to talk about what Pigtrail Harley-Davidson has going on for Spring Fling and all the events that they have planned, all the stuff they're doing in Eureka and Pig Trail. They got a pretty good lineup of stuff. I've been talking to him for a month about this. And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Jeff on and maybe the folks from the Indian dealership if he can get those people involved because they're sponsoring this year also. So we got Skid 75. We got the wagon. We'll just put them on the screen here. There's Busted and the Wagonators. What's up? And Busted, I know you're talking about Steve, not me. Come on, don't hurt his feelings. Don't get up in his feels. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And there's Jeff from Milwaukee. Hello. I'm so ready for Spring Fling. Yes. So I haven't got the poster done yet, but we are going to do a meetup at the Cat House on Saturday night from 6 to 7. Busted Knuckles will be there. I don't know if Wagonators are coming. I don't think I reached out to them yet, so they can throw something in the chat if they're going to be there, if they want to be on the flyer. Only thing is, if I put you on the flyer, you have to show up, go backing out. I've put people on the flyer in the past and then they didn't even come to the event, and that kind of sucks because that leaves me out
Bastards.
there. Well, it leaves me out there saying somebody's going to be there, then they don't show and I feel responsible. So, hey, Road Rush is in the house. So, I guess while we're waiting on them, you guys got any questions? We haven't done a live since the launch of the 2026 models. Lots gone on since then. I don't know if I talked about much during the live, but in December, Harley-Davidson let me come to Milwaukee and I got to see the new trikes and the Street Glide ST before anybody else in December when there was still snow on the ground. And they let me sit on the ST and try the handlebars out and everything. First time Harley-Davidson has flown me in to see anything before it's released. I really felt honored that they trusted me to keep my big trap shut since I'm the guy that everybody thinks leaks everything.
Yeah, hey, by the way, Harley Davidson, I know you're listening. Yeah, the son of a bitch didn't even tell me.
I
Yes,
didn't
sir.
tell nobody
No, no, you didn't.
nothing. I mean, one thing I am is a man of my word. So if I say I ain't gonna say nothing, then I ain't gonna say nothing.
There's some
Put me
truth
under,
to that.
if you don't want me to leak nothing, just put me under NDA and show me everything. Then I can't talk about it. So, but that was really cool. And then I got invited to go on the press ride. So all the stuff I saw, the new trikes, we talked about that in December. Oh, there's Kyle. We're going to bring him in here.
What's up,
Hey, Kyle.
guys?
I was just telling them about the press ride and stuff and my little trip to Milwaukee in December. They showed me the new trikes and all the suspension. And we talked about it up there about doing a ride on a bump course with the new models. And I was like, it'd be really cool if you could have an old model and then a new model and we could ride them back to back to really see the difference. And they made that happen in Daytona. So that was a really cool experience.
Did they do that for the customer experience?
I don't know. They
Or
had
for
both there.
your press experience.
They did it for us on the press experience, but they had them out there and they had this course out there. So I don't know if they were letting people from the crowd do it as well or not. I didn't really have time to just sit around there and watch to see what was going on. Ours was at the end of the day, and then they closed the place down after that, and we went and rode the bikes or the trikes around Daytona.
Yeah, so and that's cool that they did that. They've been going around the country for dealers for training. So like we've been able to send our staff to different locations to do that course, and they had the old trike and the new one and the bumps, and then they sent us like a layout if we wanted to, invest in the bumps and stuff to do at our dealerships.
Yeah,
Kyle, is that
it's
something new that they're doing since they got the new CEO, or is this been ongoing?
They've done some things like that under the previous, like even before Yachin, the Pan America Tour. They went to dealers across the country to let, we had KTMs and BMWs and the Pan Am, So it's not brand new, but there was a, you know, there's a renewed focus on it, having like, I think they had some engineers at some of these, which was brought up at the, they called them town hall meetings, where the CEO and his leadership group went across the country and met dealerships, owners and GMs to have these town hall discussions. So,
yeah, I mean, everything I hear says that the new CEO definitely has a very renewed focus on the dealerships and the customer experience.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm hearing too, Kyle. And so have you heard of anything new in that regard? Either you can share or just say, hey, yeah, this new CEO has got some cool stuff going, you know.
I think the one thing I can share is he's been quick to implement changes, like based off of dealer feedback, with some product. Like they just released the Chrome Lowrider S here. I think they released it at Daytona, Mike, with your press release, with a lower price point. They released a Road Glide Solo with a lower price point. And then the Road Glide 3 with a Chrome option wasn't in the original release that now is there. So I feel like there's been a lot of feedback and then some things that have happened quickly under his leadership.
Cool.
Now we just got to get a Chrome Heritage.
Yeah.
So I really feel like there's a place for that.
Yeah, I agree. I think Chrome's making a comeback.
So that's all great. And maybe we'll talk about some of that if we get time at the end some more. Let's talk about why we are here tonight, and that is Spring Fling 2026. Kyle, I threw up one of the graphics you sent me about everything that's going on. You want to tell people what you guys got going on? Because I got to say, from my perspective, you guys have invested a lot more into the event this year than you did last year.
Yeah, so I talked to you about it, Mike, but our Eureka store sits in a shopping center. And a few years ago, we reinvested in the shopping center, painted the buildings, redid the parking lot, and we opened a Polly's Burgers restaurant. So when we did that, we didn't really want to go tearing up the parking lot with stunt riders. So the last 2 years, we haven't had stunt riders, and based off popular demand, we're bringing them back. So we're excited to bring them back to Eureka, and we're going to have a burnout pit up there. And if you do the burnout pit, we got some pins that are being made. I got burn at Spring Fling. Have a little fun. So that was like number one. And then the second piece of feedback was we didn't have vendors, which we've tried to, you know, come up with the right, you know, what do we do at Spring Fling? What's the right fit? And last year we didn't bring vendors because we chose not to, right? And feedback was bring them back. So we're going to have the biggest vendor spread at Spring Fling we've ever had. So really excited about the way this event's coming together. Of course, we got a guided ride with Mike again on Saturday. So if y'all haven't signed up yet, our website has a link. You can make a donation. So it does, like, I think default to a $5 donation. You don't have to. You can join the ride, donate the day of with cash. But all rides during Spring Fling and all the money we raise is going to go to Grandma's House, which is in Carroll County, same county as Eureka Harley. And they're a children's advocacy center. So they do great work with kids that have been abused and in unfortunate situations. So, you know, I'm hoping we can raise somewhere around $20,000-$25,000 that weekend that we can kick back to them and help them. Because I all across the country, I feel like charities have taken a hit the last few years. So excited to be able to do that.
Yeah. So our motto on the cost of the ride, we had some feedback last year. Some people didn't want to have to commit to a specific amount. Some people said they would have done more than what the ride cost, but there wasn't really an option for that. So this year, it's big or small, we'll take it all. That's the motto. Right.
Yeah, we actually had a $50 donation already on the ride, so that was cool to see. Somebody was throwing down.
Yeah, so the challenge has been laid. There it is. So somebody's going to have to beat $50 if they want to be the top donation for the ride.
Yeah, and just you can look them up on, and kind of see their work out there at the charity. It's a great group. We've been supporting them for probably 10, maybe even since we opened, years.
You guys, you have an annual toy ride that benefits Grandma's House, as I understand it, too?
That's so. Correct. Yeah, we deliver toys out there, and they usually have Santa dressed up, and he hands them out to the kids. So it's actually, like, on the spot and a really cool experience.
Chase wants to know, he heard there was potential for adult beverages being sold at the Eureka location.
So our restaurant, Pauly's, has a beer license, so they sell beer out of there. We're looking at the option of having a tent outside and whatnot, so more to come on that.
But they could always go into Pauly's and get a cold beverage if they needed to.
That's correct, and our property is actually deemed a entertainment district, so they can buy it, get a wristband, and walk around the property with it. I don't know if everybody knew that. We haven't really promoted it hardcore because we don't have a ton of tenants, but
that'd be good for spring fling, though. You don't have to sit inside to drink it. You can get your beer, get your wristband, go back out, watch the stunt show, check out the vendors, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
and usually the weather's pretty good too, you know, so you're not sitting out there freezing to death or sweating to death.
Yeah, totally.
And you know, you mentioned some stuff, but you left some stuff out. I mean, Adam's got a ride going on Saturday. His ride has got a fee for it, but they're giving away a bike, and Cruzy Originals is coming to town. I mean, I want to talk about everything that's for everybody, not just my ride. So
yeah,
make sure they all know that stuff is going on. You could do.
I think ran out of breath. I ran out of breath on my last one, Mike, and I didn't want to be a motorboat here.
Okay. But yeah, Adam's got a ride going on Saturday, and his ride's going to go from Eureka Springs to Pig Trail Harley Davidson, and we're going the opposite direction about the same time.
Connected me with Cruci, and we got hooked up. So Cruci's going to have a meet and greet before the ride. Him and Adam will be there. And if y'all haven't seen any of your viewers, Cruci Originals, what they're doing, it's pretty cool. You know, whenever the Nightster came out, you know, a lot of people were kind of bummed because the old Sportsters had, you know, people considered a lot of soul and whatnot, and you could get really loud exhaust for them. Well, that new Cruci pipe that they built for the Nightsters, like, producing phenomenal numbers, and it sounds like a drag pipe. So really cool dudes. They got a lot going on. And then in Rogers, Saturday, we're going to have Corey West, the champion Super Hooligans racer. He actually lives out in Eureka, and we do some partnerships with him. He'll be signing autographs and having a meet and greet. Did you see his last race? I think it was during Daytona, maybe. He finished like 0.01 or something seconds behind first.
Yeah. So I got to watch the highlights because I flew home on Saturday, but I got to watch him race live on Friday. Harley Davidson got us media passes, and I mean like real media passes. We were able to go down into the pits. We were able to stand on the track where they do the lineup for the starting positions and take photos. And then we had to, of course, clear out when they got ready to start and stuff. But we got to stand right behind the wall and take photos down there on pit row during the race. So
yeah,
that
that's
really
cool. It was a wild finish. But back to Adam's ride. So Mike mentioned it. We're giving away a 1993 FXR. It's actually an FXLR. It's pretty original, too. We took it in on trade, and we fixed it up this winter. I mean, it's got the original turn signals. It's got a different pipe. Seats original. Bars are original. So we kind of wanted to give something unique away, and, you know, FXRs are pretty hot. So
I might have to buy a ticket on that. Because my very first Harley, I had to decide between a 93 FXR lowrider or a 94 FX Dyna lowrider, and I went with the Dyna.
Okay.
So that was almost my first Harley, and I still have my first Harley. So that'd be really cool to own that.
Yeah, you could go back in time almost.
Yeah.
That'd be bad. I'd love to own an FXR.
So, yeah, but, I mean, and you still are leaving some stuff out. I've been looking over the website. I mean, there's a lot to talk about here. So, on the flyer, we've got Beat a Bike, Not a Biker. So, you want to tell them what that's all about?
Yeah, so we took in an old piece of crap, and I don't care what brand of motorcycle you ride. So, first of all, let's get that out there. But we'll trade for anything. I'm all about working bike deals and getting creative. And so we traded for like a 1983 metric motorcycle, and it's worth nothing. It doesn't run. It's junk. So we're going to have it up on display at Eureka and take $5 a swing, hit this thing, beat it up. And those proceeds are going to go to the charity. So just wanted to try to have like a little fun and, you know, make sure to respect our bikers and not beat them up, right? I don't know if anybody will do it, but it'll be there if you want to, if you're generous and want to give away $5 for a charity and take your anger out on something.
I got a quick question for you, Kyle. So you mentioned that you're going to have stunt riders, and I know some of the people in the chat are going to know that, you know, that's what Cruzy does, or that's how he made his name. Is he going to be the one doing the stunt show, or is it going to be someone else?
No, that's a great question. I couldn't get that worked out. And we have a local crew, 12 o'clock shop, that they've actually been doing a lot of traveling. CJ and the guys are great. They've done a lot of stunt shows for us. So you can look them up, 12 o'clock shop, and they'll be there Friday and Saturday.
I've got 3 or 4 videos of them all in different parts of the country where they were performing. I think, you know, they were at the lake. I've got them there at Eureka. I got them in Joplin at East Meets West, you know. So, I see them at a lot of stuff. And I think they were performed for somewhere in Sturgis last time I was up there, too.
Yeah, they might have. Yeah, they're great guys. Super cool. They attend a lot of our stuff.
So
we got that. I don't know if you can show the website, Mike, but people can go to the actual Spring Fling at Pig Trail and see like all that we got going on, plus our list of vendors. So just today we got a notice from our Drag Specialties rep that Vance and Hines and Progressive Suspension will be at our Rogers location. And this is the first year we've had the Drag Specialties truck at Spring Fling. So that'll be at our Rogers location with some of their cool display bikes and our drag rep. So I'm really excited. This is going to be realistically the best vendor, best total activity Spring Fling you'll see.
You guys have gone all in here with a lot of stuff. And again, here's the website with the vendors and the things that are going on. And there's a big one right there that we still haven't talked about.
Yeah. So we got the Harley demo truck Friday and Saturday. Should be able to demo ride the 26 product. I believe there's like 17 or 18 of the new models on there. So that'll be a great spread. You know, if you haven't had a chance to like ride them back to back, we'll be your spot that weekend. That's a first at Spring Fling. We've never done that before.
That's a big one right there.
Yeah. If you've been wanting to ride, then this is your opportunity to ride the new models, check out the new trikes. You know, I'm sure they'll have a trike of one type or another on the demo truck. They almost always seem to have a trike. I don't know what all models they have. I'm sure the new CVO Street Glide ST is going to be there, but I am not going to do a demo ride on it. I am sure because I'm going to let a little secret out here. I mentioned in a video that I was going to ask Harley Davidson for an extended demo, and they have given me dates. So if you see an Electric Coast Blue Street Glide ST ripping across Northwest Arkansas in May, There's a good chance that is going to be me.
I have
an 1,100-mile twisty road trip planned for the first weekend that I get it.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna put some miles on it, and I'm gonna do a real review on it and stuff, and really let people know what I think about the new handlebars and everything else. So that's good. That's a great opportunity for me. I really appreciate Harley Davidson, you know, making that happen and stuff. And so yeah, it's gonna be cool. But that means I'm gonna refrain from having any, like, so I get that one, I can have my hands on for a whole month, and I'm gonna like really tear into it.
Yeah, I sat on the first one we got, and the handlebars, actually the positioning was great. So I think you'll be impressed. Yeah, we haven't been able to keep them. Like, you know, one thing Harley did was CVOs are super limited this year, which is nice because they've kind of overproduced them the last couple of years.
Yeah. I think that working on the things that are supposed to be exclusive, being exclusive and not, you know, is some of the things I've heard. The things you talked about with the chrome options to make some cheaper options there, because the chrome does cost less than the black trim. And I don't know if this is true, but I saw it in a video or read it somewhere, but it actually cost Harley more for the black trim than the chrome trim to produce it. People think they're just not chroming it. But my understanding is they're taking the chrome part and blacking it out. So they're starting with the chrome part already and blacking it out.
Yeah, you know, the black's been trendy for a while, but I'm telling you, I think chrome's making a comeback in the future here.
Yeah, I mean, I went with the black bike this time, so, you know, we'll see what the next bike will be. You know, I've got this one for a little longer. I'm not quite ready to let it go yet. Got some cool stuff I'm working on with it. So, but yeah, it's the making the chrome trim options also makes the trike and some of those things just another $1,400 or whatever the difference is more affordable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's for the right person. It's a big deal, especially if they want it. Let's see. So Rogers, Mike, we're going to have live music on Saturday. Got a live band.
Zane Grimes, 12-3.
Zane Grimes. They're solid. I don't know that we got it on the website, but Vance and Ein's Progressive.
Yeah, there's a few things on the website you guys might want to update. I don't think, like, for example, the Corey West meet and greets listed, but like on the under activities, my ride isn't listed for a kickstands up.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get the details up. We got your flyers, but totally.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's the same thing for Adam's ride. It's not listed under activities, but it might help to put it there. So people, if they don't go to the individual ride page, they'll know where to be at what time.
Right. But
yeah. Essentially for my ride, we're going to do registration and meet up 9-10. And we actually, I think, have it advertised as kickstands up at 10:30, but the webpage says 11 a.m. So probably I'll check some of that stuff. But yeah, I think on the RSVP page, it says 10:30, and that's what we'd all discuss. So 10:30, we're going to do a kickstands up, and that's going to give us about 2 hours to run through War Eagle Mill, stop, take a break there, let people look around stuff, roll back into Eureka Springs Harley-Davidson, and we want to make sure we get there before the 1 o'clock p.m. stunt show so everybody gets a chance to watch 12 o'clock shop rip it up at 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, will you be doing any specialized merch, you know, T-shirts and whatnots, promoting the Spring Fling Rally?
So we're not doing a T-shirt this year. We're going to sell pins, the 10th anniversary pins. We got those going on. And let's see. Of course, I'm going to have, you know, a bike tent sale in Rogers. We'll have a bunch of inventory to... You know, we'll be there wheeling and dealing. So if anybody's in the market, and then Eureka, for those of you that travel and maybe didn't plan so well, there will be a tire oil change vendor at the Eureka location, South Cycle. They go to a lot of events over the country.
Yep.
And then we'll have our clearance in Eureka. We'll have our clearance outlet out with a big selection of half off merchandise.
Oh, you know, one thing we didn't mention, it's on Friday in Eureka, Friday morning. Rise and Shine.
Yep. My bad.
There's so much going on. It's hard to keep track of it all.
I know.
Our friends, Witchcraft Cycle, is going to be out there. And then, I don't know, you guys know him, and most people recognize him, Dave, at our Eureka store. Dave and his dog, Pebbles. So if you've been to the Eureka store, his dog is like the store mascot. Between them and Witchcraft, it's going to be a laid-back, casual, you know, meet and greet. We'll have a coffee vendor on site. So come look at cool bikes. Dave and Witchcraft are going to pick the best bikes of the morning, and we'll give out some gift cards.
Yep, I'm going to take mine up and park it. Firecracker will have her bike there. We'll just hang out with everybody. So we'll be up there during the Rise and Shine show on Friday morning. And then Saturday morning, I'll, of course, be over at Pig Trail for the meetup before the ride starts. We'll do the ride. I'll be at the 1 o'clock stunt show in Eureka hanging out. We got a little something to do after that. And then Saturday night, of course, I'll go do a meetup at the Cat House for anybody that's watching. If you're wanting to know where you can find me, those are three absolute things I will be at. Will be the Friday morning Rise and Shine show. I might go to the demo truck Friday afternoon and ride something besides the Street Glide ST. Something I haven't rode. I've rode the new Limiteds and I've rode the new trikes.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. Maybe I can. I haven't, you know, one bike I have not rode yet that they've come out with has been the Pan America ST. So if they have one of those on the demo truck, that'd be interesting for me to ride something totally new.
Yeah, those are fun with the 17 inch wheels.
Yeah. So Brian asked, how are the Limiteds doing for you, Kyle? The new Limiteds. He follows my channel and he sent me some questions to ask Carly. He's really into this. So he's very interested in the Limiteds.
So we've sold, I don't know the exact number, but they've done well. And the feedback from the buyers has been phenomenal. I mean, they love that they redid the tour pack. Actually the tour pack rear almost looks like a shark nose, like in a way. But the speaker setup and then the little surprises to me that Harley did, that I think they listened to the customers. They came with highway pegs, which the only other bikes that ever came with highway pegs were the CVOs. Like whenever the Limiteds were around from 2010 to 2024, they didn't come from the factory with highway pegs. But they brought back the painted inner fairing, the gloss black, the heated grips. I mean,
heated seats, new.
Heated seat, which that was not a, you know, the heated grips were, but not the heated seat. I mean, to me, they
didn't want to hear anybody complain about stuff like they did with the Street Glide Ultra.
Yeah.
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 Everything
so
everybody complained about, they fixed.
Yeah, I think they did a great job. And the colors this year are just over the top.
So Witchcraft just stopped in and said, hi, Bill's been out in the shop welding on a bike frame. Bill, you missed this by bike. 5 minutes telling everybody about the Rise and Shine bike show and where they need to be if they want to meet you and where they need to be if they don't want to meet you. So, yeah.
You got to meet Bill at Witchcraft, man. I think he's going to bring a couple of his bikes, too.
He's probably what he's welding on. He's chopping another bike up.
Gonna bring us some cool
chopper.
So I'd be curious, and I'd love to hear feedback. Like, you know, Spring Fling's right between Arizona Bike Week, and then Panama City and Myrtle Beach. We're kind of in that in between zone.
Yep.
Like, what else would you know? Your followers, Mike, and other people, what do they want to see? It takes time to build it, but, you know, what could we be shooting for that you'd like to see? Because in my mind, I feel like Spring Fling has a lot of potential to grow into a bigger event. You know, the Cat House in Eureka is such a cool destination. The Boyum's Biker Bar out in Eureka. The riding, you know, it's phenomenal. You know, I mean, it really does. We got so many miles of beautiful and scenic, great rides.
I'll let you and everybody else who's in the live here on a little thing. Part of my 1,100 mile ride is going to be hitting some very specific roads in Arkansas, including Pig Trail Scenic Byway, Talamina, Scenic 7, 14, Push Mountain Road. I'm going to do all of those and plus Highway 19 in Missouri in one round trip. I'm going to go all the way to Oklahoma and back, and I'm going to lay out a bunch of roads, but I'm going to film them. And I'm gonna, got several other roads on the list to film this year. And then at the end of the season, I'm going to do my favorite roads in the Ozarks, my top 10. Might not be your top 10, but my top 10. But I'm going to ride all these roads this year and rank them on, you know, what I like about them or don't like about them as they set in 2026.
You could easily spend a month if you're not from here and, you know, go find great roads and cool places to eat and different, you know, scenery. So
yeah, I mean, you know we haven't even touched on Hot Springs. I mean, I've only made one trek down there, but we had a ball.
Congratulations to Jeff. He just bought a 26 Road Glide Limited.
Heck yeah, way to go, Jeff.
Kyle, I got another one for you. Hey, you know, I was talking to Mike before we got on here. You know, I love meeting people. I like meeting people in the industry. Do you ever send out invites to any of the corporate guys in Milwaukee or whatnot, and you know, try to put something together for them where they can come down and hang out and kind of make a trip/work event out of it? Is that ever something you would do or have tried?
You know, we haven't done anything like official where we had like a, you know, like you're speaking of, like a red carpet or anything for them. My retail ops director was at a buying event and she met Artie, and of course, like, everybody wanted to meet him because he was new and he actually seems to like want to listen and not just, you know, think he knows it all, genuinely listen to the dealers. So she invited him to Bikes, Blues and Barbecue. We're hopeful that we might get him to stop in this year since it's not during the dealer forum, but he is of course super busy. And but last year he went to the Four Corners rally and Sturgis, and then I'm pretty sure he was at Daytona here. So it'd be nice if he'd go to Laconia, our place, Arizona, you know, just get around the country, Ohio, and see what's going on, which seems like he generally wants to do. So
cool. Yeah, I think that'd be badass.
Yeah, so Skid said that there was somebody from HD Corporate that was at BBB last year. Can't name drop, but he's a cool dude. I didn't see anybody I knew from corporate, but I did run into Brad Richards at Sturgis walking around at Black Hills, and nobody had a clue who he was besides me, probably. If there was, there wasn't hardly anybody that knew him and recognized him, but we recognized each other and talked for a minute and stuff. So it's always cool when you see stuff like that happen. I think it's really cool that, you know, people don't realize, but the Ozarks was featured in two different segments of the launch video for the 2026 models. They rode right there south of Eureka Springs with Corey West on the Street Glide ST, that segment. Paul James did that with Corey. And then they rode the trikes up in southern Missouri near Stockton Lake. That dam they went across on Stockton Lake is actually a ride we did on Breast Cancer Awareness Ride with Renegade Harley Davidson. So I recognized that right away when I saw him. Like, I just went across that lake, you know, 3 months ago. So cool. But with Route 66 having an anniversary, and every time I get these guys in a room, I try and be like, you know, you guys sponsor BBB, and none of you guys besides Matt has come there and done any riding, but now Paul has. So Paul was going to try and make it last year to this because Corey West and him, you know, he saw Corey was going to be at the event and stuff. I haven't reached out to him to see if he can make it this year. I know this year's a rebuilding year, and Harley's bringing a lot of people back into the corporate office, and they've got a lot of moving and shaking going on. So I don't know. That may affect some of the abilities for them to get out to events. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I do think they need to have people at events, but I do think that's part of kind of what they're having the Davidsons do now, is kind of the biker outreach, the, you know, being the face, you know, at events, things like that, and being that liaison with their customers and stuff. And I think that's a great role for the Davidsons,
yeah,
because they were part of this, the family heritage. They've grown up with it. They've grown up with the company. They have a different perspective than some of the other folks there.
Yeah, I think that was one of the best moves to have them as advisors because, you know, I mean, Willie G was transformative whenever it comes to, you know, without Willie, Harley may not, you know, been what it is today.
Right.
You know, yeah. So they grew up like living and breathing that, and they're just like humble, down to earth. You go talk to them at an event, you know, they're not going to treat you like it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to do a tour at Milwaukee during homecoming with Bill Davidson. He led the tour himself, and he would tell us stories about running around that building as a kid and playing while his dad worked and everything else. I mean, you're not going to find anybody that's got any more, you know, black and gold running through their veins than the Davidsons.
That's right. Hey, one thing that's not on the website yet, but we are going to – we're piloting. We've never done it, a passport run, Mike.
Oh.
So it's going to be a digital one on this app called the Wayhopper. So that'll be coming out. And if you go to all the stops, you're going to get a commemorative spring fling pin.
Cool. Well, you know, talking about what people would want. And I mean, I'm again, it's something we have to grow this event into. But they do the passport run at Lake of the Ozarks, but they charge like $20 for the book or $25, but they give away a motorcycle.
Right.
And if we could get this event, you know, big enough where people are participating and it becomes 3 and 4 days, then, you know, those are the potential for things like that. Steve asked about having other people in the industry in there, and drag specialties and all that is great. I'm absolutely for that. And,
sure,
you know, love that you have us and Adam and Witchcraft and everybody involved. I've got friends, Wind Road Therapy's coming this year, and Busted Knuckles is coming, and they're all going to do the ride with me and stuff. But, you know, maybe, you know, some of the types of things that you do at Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, maybe in a smaller version, could be stepped down eventually into Spring Fling as this event grows and stuff, you know?
Right.
So I think the vendors is great. I mean, I'm kind of always torn about vendors. If you know, I can't go there and buy a whole bunch of stuff. I go there on a motorcycle. I don't trailer. But some people trailer and they can buy stuff and bring it back. And, you know, there are certain events like Daytona. I mean, Steve asked me why, you know, what Daytona was, my opinion of Daytona is. And I'm like, if you want to talk to a vendor, Daytona is it. Because every vendor in the country is at Daytona Bike Week.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, they're showing new products. They're releasing new things. You know, it's really like that's the thing. But, you know, yeah, I'd love to see Spring Fling grow bigger, get more of those kinds of things that you see at the other rallies. But again, it's all got to be done in steps as it can, as it grows, you know, that it can support it.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but think about, you know, I don't know, the first year I went to this thing was, I think, the second year, third year. I mean, the stuff we've just rattled off tonight, that's a shitload of stuff compared to, you know, my first time I went out there. So it's come a long way already.
Yeah. And I think, you know, getting stuff like what you're doing and growing it. And, you know, we do guided rides, you know, maybe it's like at Sturgis every morning, there's a different ride or a different bike show you could go to. You know, you could do this one on Friday. You can do that one on Saturday, you know, Rusty Wallace's celebrity ride, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
But you know, I think we're, you know, doing the right things. We just got to keep getting people to come to the event,
yeah,
giving them something to do. If the weather is good this year, I, you know, expect a good turnout. A lot of, you know, a lot of my friends have said they're coming. People are coming from Florida that I know, like Wind Road Therapy and stuff. She's going to come spend some time in the Midwest this year and stuff. So we just keep doing what we're doing and getting the message out there that this is a place to come and ride. And I think, like BBB, Spring Fling is a riding rally. You know, I mean,
yeah,
we want some vendors. First, we want some stuff to do if there's a rainy day or whatever. But the thing that Arkansas can offer everybody that nobody else can offer them, and they can offer it to them year round, is great riding.
Yeah. You know, not everybody can make it to Sturgis or, you know, some of the bigger rallies. So this one, you know, for those in the middle America, it's such a great place to come. And year round, of course, if you want the rally experience, you can come to these two events and have some fun. But, you know, invite your friends, whoever's watching, you won't be disappointed in the riding alone. You know, all the other things are great, and we try to have them for, you know, entertainment, right? But
yeah,
why'd you buy your motorcycle? For great experiences, to go find some new stuff, so.
And to pick up chicks.
So Brian asked this question about reaching out and getting public feedback. What are your thoughts on the new RMCR concept bike? And I guess another thing I would ask you as a dealer, has Harley Davidson said anything about, you know, could you get that concept bike at an event like Spring Fling or Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue to have on display for people?
Well, first, my thoughts are it's badass. I hope they come out with it.
Me too.
I think the Pan America is it's a adventure bike, yes, but it's a sport touring motorcycle, and to have the carbon set up and the XLCR throwback design, it is a sport bike. So, you know, I know a lot of people wanted the Bronx and they didn't bring it out for whatever reason. I don't know if it was, you know, a cost to produce or what, but if they came out with the XLCR, I think I might have to keep one for the dealership, because that thing, it was rad. They have not mentioned that we could get it at events, but that's a good question to ask, because if we did, I think people would love to just see it and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they got feedback in Daytona, but they need to have that thing at Laconia. They need to have it at Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. They need to have it at Sturgis.
That's a great point.
For all the people that couldn't go to Daytona. Daytona, for people in the North or Midwest, can be really tough to get to if you don't want a trailer, because we could still have snow on the ground. It's crazy, the weather here this year. I don't know if you guys realize, and I don't know how hot it was in Arkansas the other day, but Missouri just set a record for the hottest day in history at 93 degrees in March.
Yeah, we had this weekend, it was mid-90s. And like the week before or 5 days before, it was snowing. Like a light snow. It was a light snow, but.
Yeah, it's been crazy bipolar weather. But, you know, I mean, if you get lucky and you have a day like that, you can take off. But I know guys that took off from, you know, Missouri for Daytona, and it was below freezing when they left the house to head to Daytona. And, you know, if you're further north, then it was even worse. So there are people that just don't make it to Daytona, and giving them the opportunity to see that bike in person and, you know, give their feedback all throughout the year at these other things, I think would make a lot of sense for Harley to do.
I think, it would probably, you know, the RR bikes, people just wanted to see them. They drew a lot of attention. But I think that concept bike would definitely be a draw for people. So I'm going to send an email and ask, hey, while we're sitting here, we just had somebody sign up for your ride, Mike.
Sweet. Awesome.
Donated $20. So thank you. It's going to a good cause.
Kyle, if I could share a story with you. So I'm from Western Kansas, and our hometown Harley dealership was called Durfler Harley Davidson. It's no longer in business. Got caught up in that shortcut a couple years back. But anyway, as in the 70s, I was a teenager, and I'd always go to the Japanese shops in town because I was into motocross and all that stuff. And one day we made it over to the Harley dealership, and in there they had one of those black XLCR 1000s. And, dude, I mean, it was the first street bike I'd ever seen that gave me wood. I mean, it was just the baddest, nasty. I mean, it looked like, just sitting there, it looked like it was going 100 miles an hour. And when I saw that concept bike the other day on the internet, I was like, holy Christ, I got to get one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really cool. And I don't know, you know, with the product like that, it's, you know, hard because I don't know that it would be a big volume bike. You know, Harley had the XR 1200s they came out with in 2009, ran them through 2012, and they weren't like huge sellers, but they were actually pretty badass. But if they limited that concept bike and kept it special, I think it would do really well.
Oh man, it would be. I'd be hard pressed not to buy one.
Yeah,
it was really cool. You talk about these guys and stuff. So Bjorn is the one who designed that, and he did the press ride with us. I've got, if you watch in my video, you'll see him riding a green teal Road Glide. And he sat next to me at dinner on Wednesday night, the whole dinner, and we talked about motorcycles and what he has and what he rides and things like that and stuff. Just, you know, I mean, these guys, everybody thinks that Harley's a bunch of suits and they don't understand what the customer wants. And I think part of the problem is the customers don't understand the business problems that Harley has to deal with. Like, you know, I had somebody ask why they got rid of the turn signals on the Tour Pack. Well, because in certain countries, that's not legal. So they had to, in the past, had to have two different designs, and then this design can only be sold here, and that design can be sold there. And to make it easier to produce and have a model that can be sold anywhere, they did away with the turn signals on the Touring Pack. And I know some people may not like that, but it was a business decision to help keep costs down. And Harley, I think, really has worked on trying to keep costs down. A lot of people don't realize that they didn't do a price increase on the existing models this year, things like that.
Some of them went down.
Yeah.
Street Glide went down. Lowrider ST, you know, wasn't a bunch, but, you know, some of them went down.
Yeah, I think they're working harder at that than people may realize. And I get the economy's tough. I'm not trying to make excuses for Harley Davidson, but also they I asked why some, because Brian is actually one that asked me to ask why they changed the taillights, why they didn't use the taillights on the Street Glide. Well, it goes back to the same kind of thing. The taillights on the Street Glide are also the brake lights. So you have two lights. Well, if you add a brake light on the Tour Pack, that makes three lights. In some countries, that's not allowed. They can't have three brake lights.
Yeah.
So they had to change it to have a single brake light down low and one in the Tour Pack. So that's why the whole different brake light on there. And you know, people, we talked about it. There are certain states that have handlebar height limits. And so the Road Glide can be shipped with the handlebars back a little bit where they meet those requirements. And then dealers can, in setup, swing them forward.
Whoops.
That's harder to do on the Street Glide, but that's why the Street Glide bars are at the height they're at, and why that's, you know, a difficult decision for them to make them taller, because it's not as easy to adjust. You're going to take the parts off the fairing to get to that. Then if somebody tears something up, you're going to have a claim during setup from the dealer because it's scratched or, you know, whatever else. And there's a lot of complexity to that that people don't understand that goes on with the corporate side of the business. But I haven't met anybody at Harley that doesn't ride. And I've rode with multiple people that work for Harley corporate, and they ride hard. I mean, they're not afraid to ride. So, you know, that concept is something that people also, you know, I'm sure there are people that are in this industry that don't ride as business people, you know, financial people, things like that. But, you know, the bulk of people at Harley Davidson are riders. They love these machines. They own these machines. You know, they all ride a Harley Davidson to work or on the weekends. You know, in Milwaukee, I'm not going to blame them if they don't ride to work in December. I've been there.
Well, if I understand it right, you know, I saw that movie a couple years back about Harley. I mean, the Davidsons were going out and they were going to races. So they were meeting their customers. They were readily available to their customer. I still think the feedback I hear is that the average Harley Davidson rider would love an opportunity to shake a hand of someone that's had something to do with the design, some form of the, you know, something to do with the corporate side of the company. And I think that would help sales. I really do. I think because it would make it feel more mom and pop instead of corporate America, you know, crap.
Yeah. And I think you're going to see more of them getting out. It's a totally different culture. And, you know, the previous CEO was like my way or the highway. He had his, you know, thing, and his team was like, you could just tell by the decisions that they were scared of him, you know, scared of getting axed or whatever it was. And now they have a voice. Of course, you know, there's risks that could come on the flip side, but it's a you're going from one culture to another, and I think if they can maintain, we'll see some cool stuff over the next couple of years. I really believe it.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, we've talked about Adam's ride. Cruzy will be on that. They've got a meetup. Corey West is doing a meetup. My ride. We've got the burnout pit. We've got the stunt shows with 12 o'clock. We've got live music. We've got beat a bike. we got drag specialties. We got a demo truck. I mean, if I am having a hard time remembering it all, that means there's a lot of shit there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and yeah. Then the cools, you know, you got the Cat House, Boyums, Legends. You know, there's a lot to do in downtown Rogers, too, that has crept up the last couple of years. And
so, I always got to get out to the O'Hark General Store and then
go get some pie down there. Go get some pie.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
So a comment on the Street Glide ST bars. I was told by Harley Davidson that they are VIN locked. And you're not going to be able to order them if you don't have a CVO, which is typical of CVO parts. Now, like the Lowrider ST, the radio for it was VIN locked the first couple of years, and then they opened that up. So maybe in October they're going to open that up, or maybe they're on back order till the 20th, and you still won't be able to order them when that time comes without a CVO VIN. I don't know, but there's something going on there. But I've already looked into that. I've talked to Harley Davidson about that. My dealership, when I first asked them, when it first came out, couldn't even get a part number for them. I think they're on the site now. But, yeah, everybody's saying they're back-ordered, but I don't know that they're actually back-ordered. I just don't think they're available. And I think that's because they're VIN-locked. Because, obviously, yeah. If somebody drops a bike and bends a bar, Harley-Davidson's going to have a replacement part for them if they're a CVO owner.
Yeah, they will limit at items like that to take care of the initial run until they can build up. So
Kyle, yeah. Do you have anything on your wish list that hasn't happened yet that you'd love to see? I mean,
from Harley
or just your dealership, what else you can contribute? I know, I mean, you've got a ton. So if you said nothing, I'd understand, but is there anything on your wish list?
You know, I mean, for Spring Fling, I just want to see it, you know, continue. And, you know, the more people come, the more we can do, because there's a lot of costs that goes into this. Like we're going out on a limb to bring in what we are this year and, make some investments. And, you know, we always try to like put our best foot forward to host these types of events. There's risks, but I'd like to see it turn into a 3-4 day event personally. Over time, I think,
yeah,
you know, these events are fun because you get a lot packed into a few days, right? You get the riding, but if we can get more vendors here, people have the opportunity to, you know, drive to see something that they can't just see at their home dealer all the time. And from what I've seen, that means something to people. Like to be able to actually, you know, come get something installed by one of the manufacturers, get to meet them, see who they're dealing with. It just means something. And, you know, of course you got to get to a certain level to bring some of those in. So we're working towards it. We're going to do what we can. So everybody watching, invite your friends, show up. Again, you won't regret the riding if you haven't been here.
You know, for those that haven't been to your dealership in Rogers, Arkansas, I'll share. I mean, this isn't just a little small shop. I mean, I don't know how many square feet you got in that thing, but it's a monster. And what a cool facility you have. And you've got that upstairs area. And, you know, this, I mean, it may not be as big as, what is that, Ross Myers or whatever out there in Daytona, but it's big.
Yeah, they're a monster, and Black Hills is, you know, we're like 50,000 square feet, and then we got like an 8,000 square foot used bike storage next door.
Yeah, it's impressive.
And I believe we just landed a tattoo artist for Eureka too. That's not on the list. That just popped in my mind. So
yeah, so lots of great stuff. I mean, it looks like it's gonna. And I mentioned before you got on that I'm going to be doing a live with Jeff from the Cat House in a couple of weeks. So we'll be covering more of what they have on their agenda when we do that in a couple of weeks and
cool.
And some of that. And I think Chasing Adventures and JS are going to have a live talking to some folks about Spring Fling on their channel as well. So everybody who's following my channel, if you're not following Chasing Adventure and JS, follow them. You may see some stuff coming up on their feed about it. You know, I really think you guys have gone out on a limb, and I understand that there's a risk to that. And I understand right. The risk also is if you do a lot this year and people hear all about it and you don't do it next year and they come, then they're disappointed because, well, you did all this stuff last year and then this year there's nothing. So it's a tough battle of balance, you know.
Yeah.
Not overcommitting and spending all your money this year and then not doing anything next year is going to, you know, that's going to get you hammered as well.
I know. So, once you set a standard, you got to, I get it.
Yeah, sometimes we kind of went, steps, you know.
We probably let some people down the last couple of years. So, with what we did, and we're trying to bring it back. So, appreciate everybody that does come annually, that showed up, and that spreads the good word. And Mike, appreciate you, man, for giving me the opportunity to share what we got going on and supporting us, and you know what's going on. So.
Yeah,
you guys
Harley's put out quite a bit of new a clothing line along the factory racing stuff. Last weekend, I saw some new Screaming Eagle stuff in the red and the jackets and things and stuff. So there's a lot of new apparel, tennis shoes, a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm seeing some moves from Harley Davidson. You know, we talked about the concept bike and the stuff going on with the chrome trim and the reducing the cost, and we're slated to get that sprint later this year and stuff. So I'm really, you know, looking and have a very positive outlook on where they're going and what they're trying to do.
Yeah, all those the Screaming Eagle and the factory racing stuff has sold really well. So some of it's limited. If you want it, you gotta jump on it.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, Brian brought up the National Hog Rally will be in Branson in the beginning of September this year. So be right here in the Ozarks. There will be people, members of Hog, from all over the nation coming to ride the Ozarks.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, some buzz. Like Full Throttle Saloon down there is going to have some good involvement in it. It's going to be, I think that's going to be actually a big Hog event. Coming up this year, and you got Renegade up there, and you know they're great dealerships, so I think that's gonna be a cool one.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time. They're talking about my hat. Busted asked the other day if it was a fitted hat. Picked up the same hat this past Saturday. Well, that's when I bought mine. I bought the Screaming Eagle black and red hoodie that matches it too, so I thought that hoodie looked really good, so we picked both up.
Kyle, I'm digging your shirt. Is that for sale?
This is old. It's probably 4 years. It's like one of the Screaming Eagle shirts they got. This one's the checkered flag. But it's probably 4 years old.
Well, Kyle, no. you're running out of daylight, buddy. You're going to be out here in the dark in a minute. And we've gone about an hour, so I think we're pretty good, unless anybody's got any more questions about Spring Fling. We could talk all night when we talk bikes and stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
But, you know, we haven't done any lives much through the winter. I really had a lot of videos to put out, and we kind of dropped off doing the lives a little bit. But one of the things we really do with the lives is try and promote events and stuff. So you can expect more lives coming back now that we're getting into riding season. There's events coming up. And on those events, we'll talk about, or on those lives, we'll talk about those events and things like that. And really appreciate your time tonight, Kyle, telling us all the stuff. And really, really appreciate all the efforts Pig Trail is making to make this even a bigger and better event.
Yeah, absolutely. And I look forward to seeing y'all stop by, shake a hand, give us some knuckles when you get into town. And we'll have a great, great fun time.
Bitchin'.
All right, man. I'll see you soon.
All right. Safe travels, y'all. Talk to you later.
Take care, Kyle.
Bye.
All right. If anybody's got any other questions about Spring Fling, let me have them. Otherwise, we're going to wrap this thing up. I think Kyle answered everything. Busted's going to be there on Friday. Busted's going to, I think, do the ride with us on Saturday. He's going to be at the meetup on Saturday night. Chasing Adventures will be there. I'll be getting a flyer out about that. Anybody that signed up tonight on the ride, whoever that was, unless that was just a coincidence, I'm going to assume it was somebody from the chat. And wanted to say thank you, you know, for supporting Grandma's House and coming to do the ride with us. And even if you don't come do the ride, thank you for supporting Grandma's House. Yeah. So going to be in Springfield again this weekend. May stop by Renegade. We'll see. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, Skids. Renegade sold well over their retail projections in February, and they begged Harley-Davidson for more bikes. Everybody's talking about how these dealerships are covered up with inventory. Well, Renegade is, they're making deals. I mean, they are making deals on bikes. He has a whole bunch in, but only because he had to beg Harley-Davidson to ship him more. They were going to make him wait. So they gave him some, and he said, I will sell them. I will make them sell. So if you're looking for a deal on a 2026, if you get by Renegade Harley-Davidson, don't just look on the showroom floor, because they've got another building out back that they had to put bikes in because they have so many they can't put them in the showroom in the main building. So if there's something you're looking for, just talk to somebody in the sales department. I deal with Brandon and Jeff, and those guys are all good guys. And just tell them what you're looking for and let them take you back there and show you what they've got and stuff.
You know, I was thinking about something with Full Throttle Saloon being in Branson. I keep forgetting, you know, it'd be interesting if Michael Ballard would do something and bring his, some of his love down for the rally. You know, he could maybe rent out a space or put up a tent. You know, he used to have these, he used to put on an event in Kansas City with a tent. And, I don't know if anybody out there knows him well enough to reach out, but that might be an opportunity for him to make
a buck.
Well,
we could talk to Jeff about that at the Cat House, but I think Jeff has a contact with him. So, Brian, I know that they have a purple and black and chrome limited 26 at Renegade. I saw it because it looked just like the bike I rode in on the demo ride, except I had black trim. I'm not sure what you're looking for, but he has got some limiteds in there, and he is looking to move them. So, you know, if you're looking for a deal and you're serious, you might want to give them a call, see what they got. And if they've got something you want to look at, go in there and talk to them. Yeah, to trade the 24 Street Glide for the ST is going to be a tough decision. Me and my wife have already been talking about it. I'm going to ride it in May. So I'm not doing anything till after I ride it for a month. And then we'll see if I've been bitten by the bug so bad that I can't stand it, or if I think that I have put enough money in my 24 to get me all the things that I need. The one thing I'll never have is track mode, and I like track mode, but I'll never have that without the CVO ST model. But, you know, I've done bars, I've done suspension. If I don't do a Street Glide ST, I'll probably do the front suspension later this year. I've already talked to Suspension Technologies about that. But I think before the summer is out, my 24 is going to put out numbers on the dyno, very comparable or better than a 121 stock, because I think we are going to be able to do that stage two. And, you know, I got some other things. I've had some vendors reach out that saw the stuff I did with the bike, with that sticker kit, and wanted to put their parts on my bike and stuff. And I've never had that happen before. Like, hey, we saw your bike. We've got a part that think looked great on there. So there's going to be some more parts coming for the bike. I got two boxes in the garage right now, more to install on it. I've got two installs done that I haven't got videos cut yet. And I got more coming, I found out this week. So. It's going to be hard to trade it off when I'm done. So S&S 136 crate, FY, not done at Renegade. Dude traded it for a CVO Street Glide. or Stevio's ST Road Glide. Yeah. Raven Fade 2025 CVO. Are you looking for Road Glide or Street Glide? Did they do the Raven Fade in both, or was it only in the Road Glide? Can't remember now.
Can't remember. What's the one that I like?
Firecracker gets the next. Firecracker said that if I let her have my white Street Glide, that she would be okay with that, and I could have a CVO. She's digging what I'm doing with the Street Glide enough that if she thought she wanted a Street Glide, she said if she wanted a Street Glide, she could just take mine over and I could buy a CVO.
You got a lot of purple on it.
Yeah, it's going to look good. There's more coming.
Damn.
I got 3, 4. I got 4 shipments of different parts coming still. I know it's sometime in the next month or two. Some's waiting for stock, and I got 2 boxes of parts to put on it already that I got.
Damn.
Plus, I got 2 other install videos recorded that I haven't put out yet that everybody might have seen if on social media but haven't seen on YouTube. So, yeah, he'll ride it the April 18th and 19th, so let us know what you think. Your buddy Monkey went all in on the CVO Street Glide. That's a sick bike. Yeah, he got a nice bike. He's done his stage one on it already. We'll see if he can withhold putting a cam in it. We'll see. He says he's going to, but I'm afraid he's going to have an addiction problem and he's not going to help himself. Thank you. I like the sticker kit. Some people, I had somebody comment that looks like it belongs in a Tron movie. Well, I guess if I build a bike that would be Hollywood, you know, worthy, then that's not a bad thing either.
Right.
You know, so yeah, Fade for Street Glide or Road Glide. Witchcraft said, got to keep Firecracker happy. Yeah, true. Just so you guys know, I mean, I have a wonderful wife, and this will just tell you, she's thinking she wants another bike, so, and she's going on a cruise and stuff like that, and so, you know where she's at tonight? Working her second job that she took, so that she could have bike money and cruise money and stuff like that, so... You know, this woman's working a full-time 40-hour-a-week job and now just took another part-time job working at the local hospital. So,
yeah, you got a good one there, Michael.
Yes, Brian. We're talking the 511 cam. I'm going to keep the Harley cam, do the 511, the same thing that's in the 121, and we'll see what kind of numbers I get out of it. But I wanted to keep it under warranty, and I thought that was a good, you know, perspective from the you know, YouTube content. You know, some people don't realize this, but some of these videos I make are strictly for you guys. I've never done a cam. I've never needed a stage two. And if this bike, if I wasn't doing YouTube, I'd have probably just done a stage one on it and gone on because it runs good. I don't need, I mean, how fast do I need to get to 107 mile an hour? You know, but it, I think,
be honest,
I think it is good for people to see what can be done and what the results are. So some of this I do just to make content. And so that's why it's important that some of this is sponsored. They give me the parts or things, because I wouldn't do them otherwise. I ain't got that kind of money to just be throwing around at bike parts all the time, believe it or not. Oh, so yeah, he was talking about the 125 kit in his last video. Yeah, I've seen that kit. I don't, yeah, we'll see if he can, how long he can leave it as a 121 stage. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
Yeah, blink of an eye. And, you know, the sticker kit was partially also because I had a custom painted bike. I took that fairing off before I wanted to sell it. April's got a purple colored paint, custom painted bike. But sometimes custom painted bikes are harder for dealerships to sell. And I thought the sticker kit was an interesting way of, you know, making a bike your own without spending thousands of dollars on paint that may hurt you later. Because when I bought this 24 Street Glide, I didn't intend it to be a forever bike. I intended it to be a 2 or 3 year bike that truly I'm going to ride, review, do upgrades on to make content. You know, I really bought it for the purpose of, you know, trying to do more on the channel and provide better content for everybody and review these new bikes and, you know, go through the buyer process and not just ride one, but own one and talk about what problems I've had or not had or anything else. So, you know, I didn't intend to keep it, but I've done a lot to it. So, you know, it's going to be a tough decision when the day comes. I've never done that, put this much money in a bike. you know, this much aftermarket. So it's a new thing for me as well. I split up my time between Street Glide and the 22 Street Bob Softail, to be honest. If I had to only own one bike, I'd be doing a Lowrider S or ST. It's funny for touring and bopping around town. Yeah, April's, that's her problem with the Street Glide as another bike. If she were to buy another bike, is she has set her Sport Glide up for touring with an ST fairing, you know, floorboards, all the stuff, the suspension.
She just did an iron butt on the way back from Sturgis.
She did. So she's like, do I need a Street Glide when I've got a Sport Glide that I can do 1,000 miles on a day on? And so she's also talked about buying something like a Lowrider S or something for just a afternoon cruiser bike. You know, they sold the purple Lowrider S at bike night last week at Renegade, cause she was going to look at it Saturday when we were there, and it's gone already. He's making deals. So, hey, Road Reality, busted. They need more parts for my bike. Yeah. We all need more parts for our bike. I think that's something we can all say.
Yep.
I had the stage 4 volunteer audio. So if I decide to upgrade, I'll have to do it again. Well, I'm going to do what I have planned just to share with you guys, cause you guys tuned in on the live. I have planned to do a stage 2 to the motor with the 511 cam. I think that's going to happen. And I think I'm going to be able to do the stage 3 audio, and I've got a decibel meter. So I'm going to try and find a good way to show you the numbers and the real world effect, like from a distance, how much that volume changes from, you know, right there on the seat, but also from 40 feet away, how much that sound carries and how clear it is and things like that. It's really hard to do loud audio in a video.
But somebody, maybe it was you, Mike, somebody told me that there's quite a bit of an upgrade from the stage 2 to the 3.
Well, Monkey said there was, stage 3 was really good. I don't know if he had a stage 2 or if he just went straight to the stage 3. I did stage 2 right when I bought the bike, so I've always had it. And then they came out with stage 3 3 weeks later. Best the Pawn Stars can do is a tank of ethanol fuel. Did you have any timing for the sprint? Last I heard was going to be second half of 2026, unless they could get production moved up. The Artie is trying to find ways to make it sooner than later. There's no like holding back on his side. First choice would be either a Street Glide or Road Glide. Witchcraft says Firecracker needs a chopper. Well, we've got an old Sportster that I need to work on. I went to try and change the headlight on it, Bill, and they put different risers on it, and they've got a chrome cover in the way, and I can't even put the factory style headlight hanger back on it. So you may have to come take a look at it with me one night and figure out what I need or what I can do with it before we chop it and rake it. Yeah, I've heard Hertz is amazing with the A2B interface. You know, a lot of this stuff is, there's some of it depends on, like, I have a relationship with Sinister Sound and with Harley Davidson. So it's easier for me to work with brands I've already got. You know, I talked to Sinister Sound and they really didn't want to do an interface. They were really trying to figure out a better solution. So. Talking about 3 speakers, stage 2 and 3 speakers are the same price for a non-CVO. Stage 2 speakers are cheaper than stage 3 speakers, if that's what you're talking about. They're actually a little cheaper for the Street Glide. It's only a couple $100, but or $100, $150 or somewhere in there. But there's a little difference between stage 2 and stage 3 in price. And for anybody that's interested, I asked them on the speakers on the Limited if they were better than what was on the Street Glide and Road Glide, and he described them as OEM plus, slightly better than the Street Glide and Road Glide, but not as good as the stage 2 or stage 3 parts and accessory speakers. Looking for an Andrews 485 for his 24. I have a slip-ons and the wedge already. Only thing I'm considering is a 2-into-1 pipe. Yeah, pipes are expensive, and I don't have a relationship with a particular exhaust company or anything that's going to hook me up with that. So I'm staying with slip-ons for now, and I love the sound of the tabs. Oh, limiteds are the same price for four, huh? That's weird, because the stage, I looked the other day, and stage twos were like $400 and some, and stage three were $500 and some for the Street Glide, just for the two speakers. But, you know, it's hard to say with catalogs and all that stuff, you know, what they're doing. And I mean, it's the same amount of labor to install them either way, that's for sure. So,
yeah,
but yeah, we've got I've got a list of videos, got stuff we're working on, and I really wanted to cut back to one video a week by the time Spring Fling got here, but I have so much stuff coming in that I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that before May. But maybe nothing but Street Glides ST content all of May. That's probably what it's going to be, is devoted to that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Busted says, I keep going and building a Road Glide CVO ST on Harley's bike builder site. Just need to win the lottery.
Yes.
And you also find it funny that Harley discontinued Blue Burst as a color in 2026. It's just like Billiard Blue was in 2019 to 2020. Yeah, there's some of the colors are like they just went to a denim version. You know, the purple, I think, is just a denim version of the purple from last year.
It could be.
Rod, you better be at Spring Fling, my man. Come ride with me. It's free. And if it's your birthday, I'll let you buy me a drink. Because it's always Rod's birthday. Every day is Rod's birthday.
Ah, that's Rod. The infamous Rod.
Yes. So, all right, guys, I'm going to get off here. I've got some editing actually to work on to do tonight and stuff while my wife is at work. So she took this second job, and so nights she works, I just devote to YouTube and stuff like that. I took a break tonight to do this. But I hope you guys are digging the content. I appreciate everybody's support. I appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. I hope to see a bunch of you at Spring Fling and go do some riding, hang out, get a burger, get a drink, have a good time at the Cat House. Y'all, as I always say, stay safe. Keep on riding.
Peace.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.